food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
When I look at labels on cleaning products, the words danger, poisonous, keep away from children, call 911 if swallowed, jump right out at me. Why do we even think of seeing these toxins in our kitchen? Well, the green cleaning coach, Leslie Reichert, is here in our Family Food Kitchen today to give us a list of kitchen cleaners that are edible and safe. Yeah, you heard me right. Leslie, how did we end up with so many toxic cleaning chemicals in our kitchen?
Really great marketing, but it's about necessity, and sometimes people think that, well, we have to use something really harsh to get our home clean, and it's really not true.
You know, the way you said that is exactly right. We think that the bigger the mess, the harsher the cleaning agent needs to be, especially with something like an oven, which, boy, when you use those, you think you're going to die from breathing it. At least I do. But this is our kitchen where we work so hard to keep bacteria and other, you know, unwanted bugs out of our kitchen, but we welcome these cleaning chemicals. Why did you get into this in the first place, Leslie?
Well, it feels like forever ago now, but I had experienced really bad reactions to chemicals because I was a professional cleaner at one point in time. And when I always call myself as, think of me as the ultimate guinea pig, because, you know, you clean your kitchen maybe once a week, you know, if you're doing a thorough cleaning. I was cleaning three or four a day. So I was kind of the test bunny that went through all that stuff. And after about a year of really intense chemicals, I started to notice I was having different reactions to things. And one of the things that I was using at the time was, they called it Boraxo. It's not like Borax, but it was a different brand, and they called it Boraxo. And it was really a fiberglass boat cleaner. And it was really cool. It was wonderful. If you wanted to get your shower clean, you could just spray that stuff, and literally things would move right off of it. But it was really, really toxic. And probably 5 years into my cleaning position that I had a huge cleaning service, but I would do some of the cleaning as well. They took that product off the market because of how dangerous it was. And I kind of had an aha moment then, and it kind of was the connecting the dots of why I was having the experiences I was in my personal life. And basically what it did was break down my immune system. So at that point, that's when I kind of thought, you know what, there's got to be better cleaners out there. And I started using those old-fashioned recipes that people talk about but never really try. You know, you know, people say, oh, try the baking soda. You know, you shake your head and go, yeah, yeah, that sounds cute.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we put the recipe book together and we tried all those old-fashioned things. And we found that they really work, and they work better than conventional cleaning products.
Wow. Well, that's terrific news that they actually work. Because I think that's, a lot of people say it because they're afraid that it's just not going to do the job, number one. And number two, that it's going to be too much work to make these cleaning products. You know, you have to, now, you know, it's a lot of work to clean your kitchen. And now you're going to have to work harder to make the cleaning products that you're going to clean your kitchen with. Can you help us demystify that idea?
Oh, absolutely. Like, there's, you know, there's four basic cleaners that I usually recommend if you're going to try going greener. And when we're talking about edible cleaners, these are things that you have in your pantry. So you don't have to mix up concoctions if you don't want to. First of all, you can kind of just go and grab a bottle of vinegar and say you want to just disinfect a cutting board. You don't have to mix up anything. I mean, there's, you know, some different recipes that I've came up with, but you know, vinegar kills 98% of the bacteria. Well, let's just pour some vinegar on your cutting board and you're good to go.
Wait, I'm going to ask you, is it red or white vinegars that matter?
I usually recommend the white distilled. I'm having a lot of fun with apple cider vinegar as well. Mm. Either one of those seem to be working great. I don't usually do the red wine only because I'm afraid it might stain things. That's the only reason why I don't recommend that one.
Yeah. So okay, we're talking about three? Cleaning the kitchen, and one of the things that I heard, I don't know if this is one of your other three, but one of the things I've heard recently about something to clean the kitchen with is ammonia. And I was on the fence about it because it says such a strong smell. The fumes that come out of there are intoxicating. And I was like, wait, but is this green cleaning or not? It isn't mixed with anything. So what's your opinion on that?
Ammonia is not on my list.
okay, good.
Yay.
It can be very caustic. And the other thing is, like you said, you shouldn't mix it ever with anything. And that's the problem is, you know, people will try and use even vinegar and water, and they'll think, well, you know what, if I throw some ammonia in it, I'll make it better. And that's definitely not what you want to do. Ammonia is, I would put that in the same category as chlorine bleach. You know, it's harsh. It can burn the inside of your sinuses and your nasal passages if you're not careful with it. And especially if you try and mix ammonia with bleach, you can create mustard gas. And so, that's not one of those things that I recommend.
Guess not. That's scary.
I'm glad you said that. I guess my instincts were right because I remember taking organic chem in college and smelling ammonia and thinking, like, this is horrible. So when I was looking at all these people talking about cleaning their oven range, like the grids with ammonia because it breaks down the fat so well, I said, well, there's got to be a better way. And Leslie's going to tell me what is better that I can clean my range.
So two things that you said in that one comment were, the one thing you said was, you know, you could smell how harsh it was. You remember that feeling?
Yeah.
That feeling is the way our bodies tell us that there's something it doesn't want to be around. You know, the same way when you guys talk about, you know, the food you're eating, if you're having reactions to them, it's your body's way of saying, I don't like it. So this is the same thing. You know, you smell something, it smells a little different, it smells a little aggravating, it makes your eyes water. Listen to your body because it's telling you, just like you said, your instincts are right. It's too harsh to be using. The other thing you can use instead of ammonia, and if you're trying to break down fat or grease, is rubbing alcohol.
Whoa.
Now, rubbing alcohol is, you know, it's safe to put on skin. It disinfects. So, you know, it's something that the hospitals, nurses, everybody's familiar with. And you do have to be careful around an open flame with it, but it's not caustic. It's just, it'll kill the germs, and it is fabulous for breaking down grease and oil. So I have a little trick I use. I was just doing an article for somebody who wanted to know about stain removal. You know how you can get any stain out, but you can't get that grease mark?
Yeah.
It's the rubbing alcohol. You want to just rub in some rubbing alcohol into that oil mark, let it break down the oil for a little while, and then just put an old-fashioned bar soap on there, rub it, and the bar soap will surround the rubbing alcohol and pull it out of the piece of clothing.
Wow.
Holy smokes, you are just loaded with great ideas. We're also running out of time. You said there are four cleaners. You said vinegar. Is rubbing alcohol one of the four?
It's not really one of the four edibles. So I usually use baking soda, salt, white vinegar, and lemon juice. You can pretty much
clean anything
with that.
White vinegar, baking soda, lemon juice,
regular
and what was the other one?
Salt. Just regular
little
table salt.
It's almost the ingredients of a margarita. I like it.
I love you.
That works. Clean a little, drink a little. All right.
We're making cleaning fun. That's all we want to do, right?
But I'm so glad you said that about the stain in the clothing because I'm so through buying very expensive $5 bottles of stain removers that do nothing. So that tip was amazing. And I know Leslie has so many in a book, and I want everybody to know where to find her. So, and that is at greencleaningcoach.com. So easy. Go find her Facebook and on her website. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.